a more poetic and creative approach than other authors would have taken. With any luck, he would be able to borrow some books from the library in Dunoon. When he had read up on the subject, he would visit this Muir and pick his brains. He rang the taxi firm and rebooked the cab for the morning. For once, he had managed to fall asleep without taking a pill. Sometime in the early hours, a thin keening woke him. By the time he had lit the oil lamp, the noise had ceased. For the rest of the night, he drifted in and out of sleep, half listening for it to begin again. At first light, he got up and searched outside, but there was nothing to see. It must be the seals, he thought, roused at last from their long lethargy. Myths and Legends of the Western Isles was by far the best book he could find in the library. Although it had been published as long ago as 1976, it was liberally illustrated and written in a lively, engaging style. He learned from the librarian that as a visitor he was not permitted to borrow the books, but for a small fee he could photocopy selected pages on their machine. He took out his notepad and began to jot down some of the more useful passages. Much of it he had heard before, stories of the giant Finn McCool, of Kelpies and Selkies, and the Blue Men of Minch, half remembered from past reading and an